This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. G'day guys, Mike here. Welcome back to Mike Talks, the sometimes Friday edition of my podcast, 20th Century Boy, that I sometimes do when I sometimes have time. Currently, I do have time. Yay, good work, Mike. You made time. This is almost like a bonus version of Mike Talks. It's like a bonus of a bonus podcast. Essentially, this is a chat with Luke and Lewis together. Luke Kigel has been on Mike Talks before, but this is Luke and Lewis together in their studio. This was super fun. The reason I wanted to do this, we were originally going to do it last week, and it was going to come out on the Friday after the 100th episode, because Luke and Lewis is the show that started the name Radio Mike. That's where I first was on air pretty much anywhere in the radio world. And I kind of attribute my career back to that show. And everything I'm doing now has been really massively motivated by watching those guys. And also, both of those guys were huge parts of how this podcast started. Both Luke and Lewis were incredibly encouraging of me 4 years ago when we were doing a survey break fill-in on Fox FM for the Luke and Lewis show. So encouraging of me to start a podcast, and I did. And that's why I thought it was important to go back and reminisce about those early days of working in radio with those guys many years ago now. But this is a really fun chat. Hey, if you like Mike Talks, there's plenty of other episodes. There's one with Broden Kelly from Auntie Donna. There's one with Ruben Solo, comedian, who you maybe know from the Luke and Lewis show. There is also one with Dave Lee from Dave Lee Down Under, a pop culture YouTube channel. Many, many more. Who else have we had? We've had so many people, but there's so many. Oh, Ryan Shelton, Jack Post. Heaps of really cool people have been on. Also, they go up in full on YouTube, including this one. Go and check them out. And check out the YouTube channel, which is now monetized. You can make, I can make cash money dollars off this stuff. So far, we've made 1 cent of revenue. Help me get up to 2, guys. Come on. But yeah, check out all my videos there. Check out Harry Potter and the Boys, my Harry Potter fiction podcast. Patreon.com/RadioMike. You can give as little as $1 a month to help this show. Help keep everything online. And of course, radiomike.com.au/merch if you want to also support the show by buying some stickers or a t-shirt or something like that. Anyway, enough of me rambling. Here's Mike Talks with Luke and Lewis. Phil, please be as silly as possible in this. Like,
be silly?
Yeah.
All right.
No. All right, here we go. We're starting this episode of Mike Talks right now. Oh, all right. Welcome to a very special edition of Mike Talks to celebrate the podcast reaching its 100th episode. I thought we got to go back to where it all started.
Congratulations, mate.
Oh, thanks, guys. Well done. Thanks, guys.
This is
guys.
Part two of the celebration.
This is part two. I thought, why
we
not?
Too busy to make part one.
This is kick-ons, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Obviously, it's with Luke and Lewis, and I started my journey in radio. Not really. Yep. Well, not really.
You were just like, Mike before us.
I was just Michael.
Think about that.
You weren't even Mike. You were Michael.
I was listening to a break from your radio show on Triple M Modern Digital, the first show you guys did, and I was paneling
Luke and Lewis for lunch.
And you guys called me Michael. How weird is that?
Well, we would have got, you probably introduced yourself as Michael.
That's true, yeah.
We did not know your vibe at all.
We thought you'd hate our show.
Yeah, we did, because you were so quiet and reserved.
Still do.
You were
you
so
can put
quiet.
Another cushion behind you if you need a bit of back support.
Yeah.
I wanna lean back, but the...
Put all three behind you.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Lewis.
Just
continue.
Sit on the floor if you want. Yeah, you were so quiet and reserved. We thought you would hate our show. We didn't know your vibe, and we 100% thought you were gay.
Yeah, we did.
And for probably about
your personality and your rainbow shoelaces.
Yeah,
rainbow shoelaces.
Yes, you, you had rainbow shoelaces.
No,
that's you had a rainbow something.
No, Mike. I don't. I can tell you categorically, I do not own
Michael,
any shoes with rainbow.
You absolutely during that time were wearing some kind of rainbow.
Because we
thing.
Went to Albert Park to film that thing for our.
You're
race
wearing something
with you.
Rainbow, and that made both of us go knew it. Knew he was
interesting.
Gay. Yeah.
I can't think of what it might have been.
Which is like gross on our part, like us just blatantly stereotyping you. Because people like see me perform sometimes because I'll do like, and I'm a bit flamboyant. Some people think I'm gay.
Right.
And we just thought, we like literally met a guy who was nice to us, smiled, and we're like, oh, is he gay? Because I think Lewis.
You're a bit flamboyant.
Lewis like might have said something.
I am pretty flamboyant.
I think Lewis might have said something like on the verge of like, oh, I might be offensive or something. And I go, wait, dude, he might be, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because, so interesting.
And then when we figured it out, it was me. I gave you a real like open-ended loaded question. I was like, so you like seeing anyone? And then you were like, oh yeah. And I was like, oh yeah. Like any people in the picture? Just trying to get you to go gender.
Yeah.
And then you still were like, oh, you know, sometimes. And I was like, oh yeah. So someone special, and you're like, oh yeah, I went on a date with a girl the other night, and I was like, got him, he's bi. I knew he was bi.
I thought it would be fun to just reminisce on that show, the Triple M Modern Digital Show, because it was like, I look back on it, and I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm just like, well, like, that show was just so out of control.
Yeah. It really was. Like, we came in. And I think that like a lot of people when they were doing those modern digital, because it was on digital radio, which no one listened to, it was really like almost set up for the radio station to let people be shit while live and it wouldn't matter. So for
And we abused that.
Oh, yeah.
The shit part.
Yeah. For most people who were doing those trial pilot shows, they treated it super seriously. They came in, they were freaked out, they were nervous. Luke and I would come in and would just like disrespect the medium for a laugh.
It's because like... other people, this was their big shot. It was their one shot, one opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
You only get one.
Exactly. Yeah. And we kind of came in going, like, we have this whole online thing going, and we were like, oh, if we lose this, like, it'll just be funny.
Yeah.
Like, then it'll just give us
Luke,
something to talk about.
The only reason Luke and I, like, really, like, radio is super cool, and we loved it, and it would be amazing to have a radio show.
Yeah.
But the main reason we did it was because it would give us, like, a good excuse to start a podcast.
Like, okay. Yeah,
it was a big reason why we were like, oh, because I remember we talked about it and I think it was discussed like, oh, I'll only do it if they let us upload it so that our fans can listen, because otherwise it's kind of a waste of time.
And I used to cut the podcasts after the show and pretty much, I think we can all agree, the whole listenership of that show was the podcast.
It was the podcast.
Oh,
it was the only reason by the end we were doing the show, because it was digital radio. What even is that? Does that still exist?
I don't know.
You know what digital radio is like?
What?
Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Just like, it happened, but most people skipped it. It was DVD straight to streaming.
Yeah.
And there was this weird thing in between of like radio, and now it's like straight to podcasts.
And now they have like 4K ultra digital. But like, who's really buying them?
But how crisp can the audio be? Also, why is the digital... why is audio in 4K? That's a visual.
No, sorry. I was talking about DVDs.
Using
the Blu-ray. Oh.
Yeah. No,
now there's like 4K ultra HD.
My girlfriend's family do the whole Blu-ray thing. But they have money, so
You need a TV, you need a
$10,000 TV and really good speakers to actually get value out of it.
But how much quality can we get?
That's like, what I mean.
At what point do you just get sick of seeing everything?
Do we even see in 4K? See in 4K or something.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, like...
people just want the new best thing.
I remember the first phoner, because we always talked about like, is anyone listening? No one listens to digital radio. We asked around. No one, most people didn't even have a digital radio.
Yeah.
The first ever phoner, like the call-in segment we did was, are you breathing?
Yeah, I remember.
Because they gave us a tip, like a good phoner is like really broad so anyone can contribute and a yes or no is great. Yeah. So we just did like, are you breathing?
But we thought we were like comedy gods. We were like, okay, so you want broad. Don't worry, we got you. Call us if you're breathing. We're looking at each other like we are crushing this.
I stand by it. I still think that's really funny, especially when we got them to breathe into the phone.
That was a good one. Yeah, because I think we had this idea of like, oh, it'll be funny to get people. It was funny to solicit the calls.
Mm.
And then we're like, hang on, when people call if they're breathing, what do we get them to do? And then we kind of improvised it on the spot. Lewis was like, can you give us a breathe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember the day that us three met at the radio station? Do you remember that day?
Yeah, you were just like a timid boy at the beginning of his journey. I think I
was actually stoked. I was like, great, we need a gay person. The show's like so much more progressive.
We were like stoked about the diversity and then quickly disappointed.
When you think of that Triple M modern digital show, particularly the first 3 months, because it was originally, it was a 2 week show, then it got...
But it went for like a year, didn't it?
It was a 2 week show that got renewed for a month.
Because they really liked us. Yeah. They did.
And then it got renewed for another year. And then at one point we were doing
both
6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Do you remember that? Yeah. And like we used to move our cars. Like we had to move our cars
during the show.
And it
was 5 days a week for a little bit, was it?
Yeah, then it was 3 days a week. Yeah.
Then it was three. Yeah, it was all over the place because I think they just didn't really know what to do with us because radio didn't know what they were doing with themselves. Yeah. So we were always... And it started off and we were progressing and progressing and progressing. And then we would go have a giant leap forwards and then a giant leap backwards. And then it was like limbo. And now we're here.
We were just very understandably no one's priority.
Yeah.
Which is like fair.
No one took responsibility.
Because we were doing show. Are You Breathing?
Like, we were the best show they've ever had on digital radio and also the only show. So what would you do?
There were a lot of other shows after you
they
guys.
Came on, they came on. They came on.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I remember because it was supposed to be like some new talent like pilot program to teach people without the risk of putting them on breakfast and them being bad.
Yeah.
And you were like the panel operator for heaps of shows. And
hey, one thing that someone reminded me about is like, was there a joke on the show about me wearing short shorts? Because I forgot about that. And
that was my favorite one. Of
what
just,
was that joke?
I think you just wore shorter shorts in one day.
I didn't. No, that's the thing. I didn't do any of these things, but you guys just now your memories think that I did.
Like, one day you did wear shorts that were like just a little bit shorter than normal.
I used to wear them. Like they're quite fashionable. Like at
three
the time.
Quarters. Not three Sport quarters. Short.
Sporty, like you get it from Cotton On. I don't know. They're just like, but above the knee shorts.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you were sitting down and they were bunched up. And then we just were like, Mike's wearing short shorts.
And we just did it every episode because Luke and I had a camera on each other most of the time or something. Yeah.
You were never
filmed.
On camera.
Yeah, you were never on camera. Yeah. So we always just put it on you like, oh, he's wearing short shorts.
You'd be sitting there in jeans going like, what are you talking about? And we just thought it was funny. Mm. I think we may have been the only ones.
I thought it was funny. You know what I just forgot about it.
Can we all just acknowledge this? And like, and it's nothing against the person who we're about to address. Can we all acknowledge the worst break we've ever done?
This story has happened, been What's told this? So many
oh,
times.
Okay,
but no, we can. It's a great story.
The guy from Better Homes and Guns.
I thought you meant the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Nah, like that was bad.
Everything went wrong.
No, that still that? Went to air.
The one where Luke made a joke about how Santa was having an affair with Rudolph. And then I was like, oh, I'll play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And it was like some version that wasn't, I don't know, it was just really bad.
It was an awful sketch and we got air checked. But no, an even worse break we did was because they were doing this talent program.
That's right. I forgot about this.
I forget what his name is, the curly haired guy who does the
lovely,
DIY
lovely
stuff.
Lovely guy.
Great guy. Nice. I can't remember his name. I felt bad for him. It was just a weird situation for all of us.
One of those guys on the Home and Garden show where they have their own gardening somebody goes, these bloody shrubs are really good and they're really easy to grow and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, knows everything
he's like,
about
after
plants.
The break, he's like, if you got too much clutter in your house, don't worry. Get a couple 2x4s. We'll see you after this. And then he'd come back and be like, it's just simple. Everyone can do it.
Rob Palmer? Rob. Is his name Rob Palmer? We love you, Rob. Like,
he's
we have nothing against you. Just so you know.
But the real mistake...
It was not his fault.
No, the real mistake
and
was
Rob
whoever...
Rob would not remember this. No. He would not remember
the
this.
The real mistake was who... Because it wasn't our decision. Because sometimes with radio, we had... Most of it was our decision, but sometimes the radio would be like, you have to have this guest. And whoever made that decision to put Rob on our show just like really fucked up. Because... He wanted to do a garden podcast or radio show.
So he was on this new talent program that we were in.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, let's give him a bit of an experience, see how he goes with you guys. Because we were like the only show on air at the time.
And they were like almost like...
They were forcing this.
Who knows? It could be the Luke Lewis and Rob show next.
It was like heavily implied of like, we'll see how you guys... hit it off with him and me and Lewis are like, who is he again?
So what are some, are there any moments that just off the top of your head from that modern digital show that you remember?
I mean,
like, my
I only remember like the disastrous stuff. I remember the walk to work, but like that Rob break, I just remember being on the phone going like, We were like, because like I think our producer was like
he called in too. It wasn't in studio.
Because he goes, so boys, I've heard you needed a few tips with some DIY, and we're like, no,
yeah, and not at all. That's right.
We both live at home.
You were gonna make like, were you gonna make a soapbox?
I remember what it was. So they said Rob is coming on your show. And we were like, I don't know if he's gonna be a great fit. And they just put the foot down. They go, Rob's coming on your show. We need to know how he sounds on radio. And we were like, surely you can think of a better way to test people than just putting them on random shows. And they're like, no, you have to do it. I'm like, okay, cool. And then they go, you have to talk about like hardware or building, come up with something.
And it's like, neither of us have ever used a tool in our lives.
No, my dad's a tradie and so is my brother. So I've never needed to be handy.
Yeah.
The only thing I had, I remember, was at the time, Jazz, my girl, was pulling up carpet in her house. So I remember I asked him about carpet, and then he just gave us 15 minutes of really good advice. And it was
about
so
carpet.
Boring. And Rob's lovely, and he nailed the advice.
It was like earnest carpet advice, and we're going for laughs.
Yeah.
And we're
going for laughs. He's going for carpentry tips. It was such a mismatch of energies that it was fucking weird.
Mm.
But I don't... No, what do you remember? I just remember.
I got one.
Okay, the bodily functions break.
Oh, sneeze and the fart. That was a classic.
That was a good
I remember
one.
Being on the floor and I couldn't finish the break because I was laughing so much.
Do you remember there was the saga of Todd, Tripod Todd's fart? Where we tried to, like, we went to the Reese Maston.
Yeah.
Oh no, you didn't. Did Lewis come? We went to Reese Maston's concert.
Yeah, he did.
Todd
was
came.
At the Hi-Fi.
And we all smelt this disgusting fart.
The one on Swanson Street.
And that's then right. we pinned Todd into admitting that it was him that did the fart. On
yeah, because we we were going around the crew blaming each other. This was when Keelan was really new, and I think we were.
I don't think Keelan was there. Was Keelan there?
Oh, maybe.
If Todd was there, Keelan wouldn't.
I thought we pinned it on.
Maybe. Took Todd,
I thought we tried
Todd's
to
job.
Pin it on like someone else that wasn't
probably,
us. Because I thought it was you, and
it,
you were adamant.
It wasn't me. I swear.
Then I thought it was Lewis because I was like, I know it's not me. And Lewis was like, yeah, look, it just wasn't me.
Yeah. No. And it wasn't. And then it turned out to be Todd. Or he just said it was him.
Oh, no, it was definitely Todd. Like, I knew it was Todd. The smell was erupting from his palm.
Yeah.
Like, you just knew.
My favorite thing from the modern digital, I still think about this and laugh, was we were just about to finish the show. And we had, this was after we had tried many, many times to do phoners unsuccessfully because no one listened live.
Yeah.
For the first week, we could get fans that were excited about us to call in and we could talk to them, but they always sucked because it was like the only caller. When we were on Fox, we could take our pick of the best callers and put them to air. When it was modern digital, it was just whoever called got on.
Mm.
And I remember we were just about to finish the show. This is maybe a month into it. So we just gave up on phoners because we knew they were impossible. And we got a call, just one number. We didn't even do a phoner, but we got a call and we all got so excited. Oh my God, someone's called the show.
No.
And you will. And then we got him on and we're like, mate, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. What's up? And it was this really, really, really old man. And he goes, yes, is this Triple M Modern Digital? And we were like, yeah, welcome to the show, mate. What do you have to say? You listening? He goes, yes, I'm listening. I was just wondering, I have a question. And I was like, yeah, what's the question, mate? He goes, I was wondering if you could help me switch my radio over to 3AW. Yeah. And like, he obviously had his radio set to digital, thinking that he wanted to listen to regular Triple M, but he was on Triple M Modern Digital. He goes, I wanted to listen to regular Triple M. And then on radio, I'm just giving the guy tech support, teaching him how to stop listening to us. The only caller we got during the show was a guy who wanted to stop listening.
Yeah, I do remember that.
My favorite break we ever did was we used to have this shit segment called the Gizmo Whiz.
Yeah.
And
you guys
right at the
did
start
that
of the,
in your demos.
Right at the start of the break, you make this paneling error. Then we shit on you for maybe like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And then I go to
it was supposed to be me. The segment was supposed to be me talking about new technology in a funny way. That was the idea.
It wasn't even in a funny way. It was like, oh, this new bit of technology got released. I then go to you, I'm like, do you even have, like, it's like a minute and a half in. We're kind of just finished shitting on you. We're all having a great laugh. And I go, what are we doing here? The Gizmo is like, do you even have one? And I'm like, do you even want to do it? And then you just go, nah. And I just go, fuck it, let's go to a song. And it was just like, that summarized our whole show. Was
yeah,
like,
that was great.
Do you want to do it? No. Nope. And then we just didn't do it.
But that's good. I think that's some of our funniest breaks was when we set out to do something, it went off the rails, and then we just went with that instead of
Happy Sneeze Day.
Yeah, yeah, like that was
on air sneeze.
That was so funny. Like,
yeah, it was so funny.
We on air we forgot about Mike's birthday because in real life I can't remember why.
No, you did forget.
We did.
Oh, we did. Okay, cool.
And then the next day,
that's right.
You did a sorry cake.
Yeah, we decided to celebrate your birthday the next day, like saying that we've waiting. It's even better now because we're your only birthday surprise. Mm. And then we had this cake, and we're about to sing you happy birthday. And then our producer brings in the cake, and then I just coincidentally sneeze. And then I go, oh my God, it's my first ever on-air sneeze.
Oh,
we all start celebrating
And then
that.
I kind of like pivot. So like I look at Lewis, I look at you, and you're kind of like, oh, this is my cake. You didn't really know what's happening.
I thought it was all set up because it was a surprise.
No,
for me, so
we
I was like, oh, I guess
the break was we were supposed to give you this sorry cake. I then just look at Lewis, pivot, and I go, and Lewis, we're to celebrate, this. We've got your bloody cake. Because I knew there was a cake outside.
We were giving it to Mike, and then we just took it away so from good. Him. And Mike got really excited.
And Mike was just like confused because he was like, was that for me?
Yeah.
And then we're like, no, it's his first on air sneeze. And then you started thinking, wait, was the sneeze
part of
fake?
Yeah, I thought the sneeze was fake. But I one of my favorite moments of the Modern Digital Show was like, obviously like, The listeners podcasting would never hear it, right? Mm. But there was all those little stings and sweepers for Triple M Modern Digital. So
just like Ren and Stimpy.
No. But the even the ones that were on the broadcast, so like between songs would be like Triple M Modern Digital, amplify the now, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That was the slogan.
Amplify the now was the shittest slogan.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I feel like we were all hearing in studio, we'd hear those sweepers
and then
I guess we all knew they were there, but we never mentioned them. We had never mentioned them. And then suddenly like, I'm like, all right, mic's on. And then the sweeper goes, Triple M on digital, amplify the now. And then Lewis just goes, just without telling anyone, he's just like, all right, Luke and Lewis and Triple M Modern Digital, amplify the now. And we all just like collectively lose our shit on air because like we've all been hearing these stings for months.
I just here to amplify your
also
now.
Also like a little bit of discussion maybe like 2 weeks earlier, like why is like that their slogan?
Yeah.
Then we just forgot about it.
Like what does that mean?
And then I remember because we did that and we found it so funny on air, we decided to do a talk break about amplify the now, and then we just started doing shit like, all right, Luke and Lewis amplifying the now.
Now!
Like we just amplified it, just started yelling now.
Yeah, and like
And the Triple M Modern Digital boss hated when we did that. They fucking hated whenever we made fun of the station.
Yeah. And what I loved as well, they told us to not make fun of the music because we did that break. There was this song.
Lemon to a Knife Fight?
The Wombats.
Yeah, Lemon to a Knife Fight.
We used to always play the song, I bought a lemon to a knife fight. And we then started doing battle scenarios on air because we'd come back from the song and we'd be like, I think it was just all spontaneous. We're like, man, why would this guy ever think Lemon could combat a knife in a fight? And then we started thinking,
that'd be like bringing a potato to a cannon
fight. And then I think we were trying to like, we'd spent whole breaks discussing like how you could beat someone with a lemon, like squeeze it in their eye, get it again with the knife.
Yeah.
And the station hated it.
Yeah, I remember like, the person who was in charge of that station.
It was like there didn't find us funny at all.
There was one guy in charge of the station and I believe
in Sydney
for a long time we were the only show on the station, so he would listen to the full show live with the ads and the music. So he would hear everything, even the shit we'd cut out of the podcast.
And he did not like that you would make fun of Amplify the Now,
no,
which makes
it.
Me think it might have been his idea. Like,
yeah.
Because he did not.
He would
he's like, I don't want
emails.
You referencing any of the station imaging and I don't
yeah he
you-
would send emails during the show going never do that again. Remember when I did the poem?
Yes, this is what I was going to bring up because someone in my Discord server mentioned the poem and typed it out and I read it and I had forgotten about it and I said to him, did that go to air?
I can't like, even remember
it was like a haiku about the station.
Yes, and it was so like bad, like it was so offensive to the station. I was like, I actually read it. I was like, that did not go to air. Like, yes, that, it's in the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, is that what we put to air?
It was like, something along the lines of, it mentioned the fact that we were getting paid fuck all. It definitely mentioned that there were no listeners. And I believe that it ended with help.
Yeah, the final line. It did. Help.
And I do remember that was, there was an email sent after that. And the other thing
like
was,
like straight after that, like the minute after it went to air, Mike gets an email going, never do that again.
And the other thing was, I used to get really excited at the end of the shows because I wanted to hang out with you guys. So you guys would just walk out of the studio and I'd just follow you and I'd leave the panel on and I'd leave the station running. Like the station is supposed to like, you're supposed to like do a few things to make sure it goes into automatic play out mode. But I would just leave it and it would just stop. So then I'd get an email, like I'd be upstairs talking to you guys like, oh, this uncle's the show. And then I'd get an email being like, Michael, you left the station off air for like 30 minutes after the show.
It's just been silence.
Yeah, and then it was a girl called Maddie who was managing it. She'd get the email and she'd come into the office.
We were all just fucking around doing nothing.
She's a real stress head
too. And she was like, hey, Mike, I don't get this email, but do you understand it? And I looked at it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's no big deal. I'll go fix it. And I'd run downstairs and like press play on the panel. So there was actually something
and
going
to
and
it's a really air. Big deal. Mike's like, yeah, no worries. Yeah. And then she leaves the room and Mike goes, fuck.
Don't they have those dead air automatic protocols?
I don't
but not
think
on digital
had them.
Like, FM, like, if there's dead air for more than like 90 seconds, they just start this autoplay, this like fail safe if everything shuts down.
Exactly. It's happened a lot.
And
a
few times
on my shift.
And you did that frequently.
The off air thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All the time. There was one point, this is long after you guys had left radio, but I was paneling a radio show.
You started to collapse without us.
Oh yeah. No. Well, I was already collapsed by the time. Yeah. But at one point, I don't know how I did it, but I got a call from like the operations manager of Fox FM. It's like, hey, Mike, there's currently just two different things playing on the radio. So like, it was basically like there was two radio stations broadcasting on one station. And then someone did a tweet at Fox FM, what is going on, like from their car. Yeah. And it was all me.
Oh, you did it on Fox?
Yeah.
It
was, I was broadcasting two different... I think I must
like
have... Like
ads and then Ed Sheeran.
It was basically like two songs were playing at the same time. Two different songs.
Everyone would have thought that radio before. Was cooked. Like,
yeah,
oh, is
exactly.
this right?
You've definitely done that before, I think.
But then I think I had like fixed the two songs, but then it was like basically the same thing 1 second later.
Do you remember the time when you played a fart during a Toyota ad?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Classic of
and,
the show.
And we wanted to put it in the podcast. And Mike was like, I'll get fired.
I would have gotten fired for that.
No, you wouldn't. No way.
Playing a fart sound effect in the middle of ads.
Nah, they wouldn't find out about it. That's funny. Really
no one no listens to our show.
Yeah, that was really funny. There was a lot of... The first show...
It was just
barely
unsupervised
went to air,
chaos. Remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
especially when it went to 6 to 8 p.m. and no one was in the office.
What did you like go home and tell people? Like, I work for the show. Like, they kind of... Like, what did you say to people?
I thought it was awesome. Like, you just thought it was... God, you should see what we're... I thought we were changing the landscape of radio.
I think you should
see the show. This is the first show that just... doesn't give a fuck. This is
I still think that though. I think that if they stuck with it and if they let us kind of progress, if they put some shit behind us and took the risk, it'd be a big risk. Mm. But if they did just take that show and put it in like a really good spot, I reckon it would have gone nuts.
I always did think like the flippancy of the show was really funny. Like it reminded me of like a little bit like Hamish and Andy.
But there was like a, sometimes the lack of structure was bad and that was like the only negative to it, which is like we'd sometimes have these breaks where it'd go off the rails but we wouldn't get it back in a funny way. It would just be off the rails.
Yeah.
What about the time I don't know whose idea, I think it was my idea because it was shit.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Keep a balloon in the air the whole show.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, like looking back,
just
why
hitting around a balloon, it was such a visual joke and we're on radio and we're like, and you, every now and then you could do dunk.
Yeah.
And then we'd just be doing a talk break, like just about, oh, this happened while I was driving my car. Oh!
That was a pretty dumb idea.
It was a terrible idea. I forgot about that. Yeah. I think that's the real thing about modern digital, our show back then. And all the episodes are still up. You can listen to it.
They're on YouTube, by the way. They're not
on the podcast feed.
Apparently only shows 100 now or something.
You know what we should do? The Luke and Lewis Remembering Project. I'll do the sponsors.
Yeah, maybe in 20 years.
Lewis and Keelan have been sending me...
They send me the same videos.
So, okay, obviously I do the ads in the Hamish and Andy Remembering Project.
Ads,
the ads. And every single time Lewis and Keelan listen to them, And please, no one else do this. They sent me a video of like, you explain it. Okay,
so Hamish and Andy will do a talk break, and then they'll go, all right, now it's time to throw to Radio Mike. He's going to do some ads. And then there's some music will start playing, and you go, hey guys, it's Radio Mike here. Just to let you know, the podcast is sponsored by, and then when you're doing that, Keel and I go, come on, come on. You're like, come on. Oh. And then you go, the podcast is sponsored by hamishandandy.com. Yeah! Hamishandandy.com, the visual side of the podcast.
They both start losing their shit, going, I love it when he says hamishandandy.com. And then every single day on the way home, they listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And then every single time, like, come on, Mike.
Do you do it as well?
I might have started.
Yeah, it's great fun. And dude,
makes me listen to the
ads. You know why it's funny? Because it's not a sponsor. It's just a website.
No. But the thing with that is those are the ads. Because that podcast is structured in a way that they actually throw to me in the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. There needs to be something. So they
do that in case there's like an actual sponsor.
Those and are when placeholder not, ads. Yes. Those are placeholder ads.
Yeah, that's why I think it's so funny.
Yeah,
it's because you know what's going to happen is one day they will get an actual sponsor.
Oh, we've had sponsors in it in the past.
Oh, I haven't heard them yet. You're going to go, this podcast is sponsored by, and we're going to go, ooh.
And it'll be Toyota. Like Toyota.
Boom! Andy.com, the visual side of the podcast.
I see the Savoys on the set here.
Still one of our greatest arcs, I think, in terms of like fully achieving something.
Okay, that CD, that the Rove McManus No Track album. Yeah, I do.
We need you to explain this. So we have this in front of us. We have, for people listening, we have the No Track album, which has a photo of me, Luke, and Drake. And
Rove McManus.
For some reason, Rove McManus. Yeah. Luke and I have talked about it. We have no idea why Rove is on there. Do you remember?
I remember the hashtag strike a Rove post.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, but I don't remember why we wanted Rove on the cover.
I remember there was a picture of him with a fishbowl. Do you remember that? Was that to do with it?
I think it was like maybe we need to get a celebrity on board with this album.
We wanted Rove to send us a custom pose.
I think it was like we were trying to get him to send us something for the cover so then we could say like a No Track album featuring Rove McManus. I think maybe that's what it was. We were like trying to get...
Yeah, and then we tried to get the listeners to get Strike a Rove pose trending so that he would see it, so he would post a selfie and we would say that's good enough and put it on the cover.
And he did not play ball.
I remember. Okay, and what about... one thing that I remember about that was when Tom Martin, who is now the executive producer on Jack Post.
He's one of the best producers we ever had. Producers behind the scenes, they help us make the show better, execute ideas, and just facilitate. So if Luke and I make a dumb promise, they will actually make it happen.
Yeah. Do you remember when he organized all the musicians to talk about the No Track album and Lewis had no idea who any of them were?
He went to Sony.
He went and above and beyond for this.
Was like, got like Amy Shark,
Comrade Sewell,
and I'll be honest,
were the only two I knew.
Yeah, and then they're like, hi, this is whatever from, you know, the Jungle Giants. I don't know.
And I feel like I would know. It wasn't
the guy
even
from
that.
Like, Say Geronimo or
Shepherd.
Hey Geronimo.
Yeah, I did know Shepherd.
That was like someone from Shepherd.
Mike comes in with this, he goes, I've got this. Tom's done something amazing for the show. They're going to play it and you guys are going to lose your minds.
The look on Lewis's face as the video it's like, is hey guys, that, great luck for the drop on the album. And credit to all these people. Like they've been asked by the record label to do this shitty thing for radio.
And they've done it.
And they've done it. And Lewis is sitting there listening to it going, am I supposed to know who these people are?
And Luke's watching me going, he doesn't know any of these people.
I knew like some of them, but not all of them.
And then
after that play,
you just go, who are they?
What's supposed to happen?
No,
you go, oh my god, like,
who?
Oh my god, all of these celebrities have come to our show. That's what we're supposed to do. I just went, who are any of them? Like the rudest shit ever.
One total injustice that I might have told you, but I don't know if you guys know that this happened, but during that exact era of the show, that exact period, which was a fill-in on Fox FM weeknights.
I think that was
a survey
into
break.
Holidays or something. Yeah,
because we were doing it 5 days a week and then we were doing it on weekends and then we moved to Fox and then we just moved to like doing 2 week slots and then months off and 2 weeks on. And that's when we started the podcast.
Those survey fill-in breaks, I thought the shows were always really good.
Yes.
And I used to have a Porto every single night. which is just a fun fact. But one thing I do remember was
a bit of fun.
Do you remember the Australian Idol incident where James Matheson, the host of Australian Idol, we were talking about something completely different, and we realized that when James Matheson, the host of Australian Idol first season, announced that Guy Sebastian won, he stumbled on the word idol and said Australian Idol, right? And then you guys started saying, well, Guy Sebastian never won Australian Idol. He won Australian Idol.
Yes.
And then I don't know if I've ever told you this, but there was a push because we really wanted to get James Matheson on the show.
To explain it.
To explain it. He refused to do it. Like, he didn't want to do it.
He actively said no.
He was like, oh, yeah, he didn't want to do it. Yeah. And then I can't remember what it was, but I listened to some podcast that James Matheson was on a few years later. And he mentioned that he knew, he was like, oh yeah, I think I said like Australian Idol because someone was trying to get me to talk about it a few years ago. And like, that was you.
What?
Yeah. So he knows what he's done.
Somewhere else.
He knows what he's done, and he talked about it somewhere else, which I thought was...
So then it's confirmed. So Guy Sebastian never won Australian Idol. He won Australian Idol.
Yeah. Strip it was him a late-minute change of name of the show.
Mate, strip him of all his accomplishments. Doesn't count.
Ex-Idol contestants don't like participating with our show.
Yeah.
Osha didn't want to get on board either.
Yeah, Osha didn't want to get on.
Fair enough. We poo-pooed that during lockdown.
And we never tried Millsy, but he wouldn't have. He probably wouldn't have.
Nah, Millsy would have.
Who's Millsy?
Rob Mills. Did he host?
What's that?
Did Rob Mills host? I thought he was just on Australian Idol.
No. But I just mean like, oh, did you? Oh, sorry. I fucked this.
Lewis has finished it.
Nah, this has been good so far. We got 10 more minutes. You guys got 10 more minutes?
Yeah. I just thought we fucked it. But
what
we're
do
good.
You? So, let great remembering, as they say on the Remembering Project.
I know by I do the sponsor. Visual side of the podcast.
Hey, Keelan. Is Keelan here?
No, he just left.
No. Oh, okay. No worries.
Do you think? What are our chances? We're looking for sponsors. What do you think we could, you know, what are the chances of getting sponsored by HamishandAndy.com, the visual side of the podcast?
That'd be such a clash.
Hamish and Andy would pay you guys to sponsor their website.
Also, I don't think it'd be in our best interest to plug a other comedy duo's podcast.
Well, it'd
be,
show.
It'd be cheaper than however much
as
they
Andy
have to pay
described
themselves.
In our episode. An 80% version of the show.
Did he say that?
Yeah. He was really rude. He came in. You know, he like scratched the set. We had to repaint it.
Did he really?
Yeah, he came in. He put his fist through the
wall. He actually did break
this. What did he?
Yeah, he did. He literally did
break
that.
Is that on the episode?
No. It was before.
Shit. And what did he think of the set?
He loved it.
He was like very lovely.
Very, very, very nice.
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 What was like? Oh yeah, so you've moved into this new set. Like this is so awesome.
Yes.
How are you guys feeling about the pod? Like
I love it. You know what?
I feel like it's like hit the next level.
Yeah, right. Luke and I have talked about this a lot. What it's done is when we left radio, we went to like just us, only us, and we're in charge, and there was no. What we really liked about radio was like the supporting cast and being inside a bigger organization added so much to the show because we would do things that would like piss off this thing or we would do something.
Remember
and
when
then
we stole Will I Am's chocolate that was his rider?
What?
When he did the grand final that year, he was coming to the breakfast show and he like asked for a rider and they gave him this big hamper. So we thought it'd be funny to like steal some of his hamper.
Yeah.
Like there was just little things like that all the time. Cause you know, we get celebrity interviews with Rita Ora in the corridor. Yeah. Things like that and, made
the girl from The Bachelorette. Which who was it?
Alex Nation.
Yeah, like it. Just being part of a bigger organization added so much. It had a supporting cast of characters. And that was really missing from the show when we were in the warehouse and just in especially in my garage. In the warehouse there was like the Russians and things happening in my garage. It was all of that was gone, and that was like the best part.
Rod.
Yeah. Whereas this, you know, we have like more characters now. We're part of the Misfits stuff, thing. Yeah. We have Money Ryan. It's really brought that back, that energy back, and it obviously looks amazing, and it feels really like. We can do things. Like we executed on an idea that we never got to do on radio. Do you remember the shark shorts idea?
No. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So we just
wanted to buy the shark shorts.
We wanted to get the radio to spend $700 on two pairs of like bathing ape designer shark shorts because it would improve the show.
Yeah.
We just got Money Ryan to agree to pay for them.
Oh, wow. Lucky,
so lucky. years in the making, the show's going to go nuts.
That kind of reminds me of something that Jack Post told me, which is that, and I think it kind of leans into this where like part of like doing content, you have to be doing lots of different stuff in your day. And I think like even the thing of like traveling to Richmond every day and like all the stuff that happens becomes content. Whereas if you're just kind of like
I wake up and I'm in my garage.
If you're doing it in your house's garage, you're not necessarily having those little interactions throughout your day that can build on content as much. So have you found that at all?
Yeah. I mean, cause like in the last week we've just been doing shows every night.
Yeah.
I have nothing good to talk about unless something happened at the show.
Yeah.
Because I literally go to bed, I'm exhausted. I mean, I celebrated my birthday. That was really fun. But that's about it. Like, but going on tour when you actually go away, like when I did those regional shows, because I was there with Ruben and stuff, you come back with like so many stories.
Gotcha. And you have days off where you do activities and then you talk about them. So you need that. And that's what this has given us. The only thing I truly, truly, really do miss about radio is phoners.
Yeah.
Like I really miss like Luke and I saying something stupid, having a disagreement and going, fuck, 13 10 60, have you ever done this?
Yeah, I think you lose the ability to have a live phone in. Yeah, you can't have people instantly. But you could live stream the podcast, I guess.
I would like to do that, but
so much risk in like
you need producers.
Defaming someone.
That we never really edit out things we say, but it's more like I don't know, like copyright and things like that. That's why Joe Rogan stopped doing it, I think.
I also think it's a you know what it is? It's a different type of person who calls in when you're live streaming. Because what I loved about radio was the best callers were not fans of us. Remember, we used to actively weed out people who were hardcore fans of us. Like the producers could tell, like because we didn't do that on Modern Digital. Sometimes people would call up and they go, oh, boys, I love the show. Lewis, what you said on your solo podcast last week was great. And it's like don't...
We used to like wince when a fan called the show.
Because you guys are doing so much stuff and people are fans of like all your different stuff. So they just want to talk to you about Spearhead Sundays.
And it's awkward because it's lovely. The sentiment is lovely and we appreciate it.
But it derails the show.
We're trying to entertain like 40,000 mums in their car who don't know who
we are. Or if they do know, they only know our radio show. So... that with live streaming phoners, I don't know if you're going to get that because there's no casual people who would like just see our stream. They would have to click on it and they're all hardcore fans.
So that's why
we have the emails and we'll play audio clips so we can filter out
shitty
ones.
I think that's a good alternative.
But yeah, I'd say yeah. But I'm so happy here because we can, it's just cool. Like we have.
It's amazing.
Even more freedom.
Maybe Shanny still like seek out callers, don't they?
Yeah, but I think at the same time, like there's such a big team on that show, so there's so many resources for us to be getting in touch with people and lining them up to do
that's hard because people don't realize you record it like during the workday and most people are busy and have jobs.
Yeah, and but at the same time, like they can't do a live phoner like they would on radio. Like all of it has to be hey, can we call you at this time and you can come on the show, right?
Yeah. Like that's how and then that you works. Like play it as a chunk. Yeah, I think you all
still
like
you still the have the software of getting multiple calls queued up because you still do it at the radio station.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have a phone box. I mean, I guess we could get it, but
I think that's like, that's what we want to do with the show. Is once we grow and once we get some like money and once the show becomes profitable, we'd love to hire. Because we have editors for social and video and stuff, and that's super expensive, but that's great. We would love to have someone who's just a producer whose only job is to make the show better and to line up
content.
Calls and to make sure we deliver on promises. And if we say something, oh, I bet I could do this, they go, all right, well, I've booked you in at a golf course so that you can test your thing.
It'd be interesting to see what people think. I mean, maybe some people who listen to this podcast might also listen to ours. With the Andy episode, that was technically planned /half produced by our old radio producer, James, who people might remember.
Yeah.
We did like a little Zoom, just a couple of hours, because we're like, oh, look, Andy's a big guest. He'll obviously get some new eyes on the show. We want to make a good first impression. And it would be interesting to see if people think like it was a step up, because it'd be a big investment from our part to like. Because
we think it was a lot better. Like we knew exactly what we were doing, but it wasn't planned too much, and we gave information to Andy that he needed to know, so he knew what was going to happen. It was just like much better produced.
It'd be interesting to know if people noticed the difference between a produced episode and a non-produced one.
Yeah.
So let us know.
But that being said, like all of the episodes of your pod are just like really fun as
I think coming in here has made it such a big difference.
Do you come in here?
Yeah. But then also also doing the show from here has helped heaps too, because you go to work.
You go to work and then you come
and then you do the show.
Yeah.
And it's relaxing before the show to just kind of release.
Luke's been on Mic Talks before. Lou, you haven't. So it would be awesome to do a solo ep with you sometime if you'd like to.
Yeah, I think it would be much better without Luke. I agree.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no offense, Luke. You were actually great, Luke, when you came on. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you had a crack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
A good crack.
You can't say you didn't try.
Well, everyone has a crack, a bum crack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's during COVID. I'm not trying much, I think.
This has been awesome. And obviously, at the start of the 100th episode, this is where I'll leave it.
This is 100.5?
Yeah, at the start of Ep 100, I played a portion of the break from your radio show in which... What was that?
Something just said recharge.
Yeah.
Recharge.
Where Luke says something along the lines of... I was on Instagram the other night, Lewis, and what did I stumble across? He's changed his Instagram handle to Radio Mike.
Yeah.
And that was the first ever on-air instance of Radio Mike. Yeah. That was 4 years ago. So thanks for giving me that shout out on the show.
It's always been a self-appointed nickname.
It's a self-appointed nickname, yeah. And can I want to clear this up everywhere possible, because a lot of people do actually think that either Hamish and Andy or Will Anderson coined the Radio Mike name.
Absolutely
we
not.
We brought this up with Andy.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We would like to
set the record straight. And he was just like, I was only calling him Radio Mike because I felt like that's what he preferred.
Yeah. Well, I thought that Andy thought that Hamish coined it because Hamish would call me it on air. I think Andy was like, oh, I guess that's what we call him.
Yeah.
But I don't think he knew that it was a... Well, I actually...
Hamish knew.
You guys publicized it.
Hamish knew we publicized it. He used to follow the show. He was still doing it probably because like that's what people started to call you around
but
the radio
this is,
station.
This is what it really was, Mike. You may have coined Radio Mike, but we are the ones that let you keep doing it, because you actually came up with a few names before Radio Mike.
Sideshow Mike.
I still wish I was... Some people do call me Sideshow Mike. Nah. I feel like they're the hardcore fans.
No, they're fools, because that is a terrible name.
But then, it's too long for...
Sideshow Mike's great. Radio Mike's longer. It's one more syllable. But then I need to tell you this, because... When I started working on Willosophy, which was a few months after the radio...
What's his exact address, by the way?
I don't know, because Will doesn't live in...
Mike accidentally told us Will's exact address, and we just...
I was reading a text out loud. Yeah. Anyway, Hamish came to do a Willosophy episode, right? Mm-hmm. So Hamish, me, and Will were all in one room, and Will said, oh, Hamish, do you know Mike? And then Hamish said, yeah, Radio Mike. And then Will was like, oh... Radio Mike. Oh, maybe for this I'll call him Podcast Mike, right? And I think that Will thinks that Hamish coined it, right? And I think that Hamish I think Hamish might think that he coined it, like he's forgotten about.
That's unacceptable.
I actually think that's possible.
Well, are we even going to have him on the show now?
We're going to have to bring this up.
But that's the first time Will started calling me Podcast Mike.
I flagged that quite early because I remember bringing it up on the show.
Did we
play the clip and we said, this is unacceptable.
We played that's it going like, you can't just do that. You know, that's how... I think we were trying to claim at one point, your nickname was our show's intellectual property.
Yeah. Yeah, so it can't... So I actually think we need to go back and say every other show can't call you Radio Mike or any other type of a media platform Mike.
I'll give you handle. I want to start Sideshow Mike, the
Instagram. No, okay, take it back. No, it's only
Radio
Mike.
Someone start a Sideshow Mike parody account, please. All right, and that's with that, is Keelan, are you around? He's not. All right. Well, I just want to say that this episode of Mike Talks is sponsored by HeyMissionAndy.com. Hey! thank you so much for listening. Thanks for joining me, guys. This was really fun.
Thank you.
See you guys.
For having us.
That was really fun.